So in your house, was Easter one day, or was it the whole week? Of course, for the church, which is our house, Easter is 8 days long. So Easter, we celebrate for an octave, and each day we count as Easter. So was that what it was like in your house? Each day you got up, maybe sang Alleluia, refound your basket, ate more candy, I don't know, right? But we as Christians, we have to realize that our mindset in the world that we live in, our mindset, unfortunately, is largely dictated by our work schedule, by the things that just are going to happen on the calendar, and our liturgical mind really only maybe focuses on the weekend and every now and then on certain other days. But we're called actually to think of time and our presence in time with the mind of the church, not the mind of the world. So as Christians, as Catholic Christians, we've been celebrating Easter now for the whole week. And if you haven't been, if you immediately jumped back into your normal routine, then you missed out. You could have been celebrating Easter for the whole week, and you missed it. But today, we celebrate it again. It's the second Sunday of Easter, but it's still within the octave, and we celebrate it just like Easter Sunday, interiorly. And what is it that the Lord gives us on this second Sunday of Easter? It's very interesting that what the church presents to us in terms of the reading is again from John's Gospel. And the overriding theme, of course, is the peace that the Lord gives. So the question would be, your Easter joy, your Easter peace, did you live that all week? Did you live in peace? It's a good question. What's that even look like? If someone were to walk up to you on the street and say, I know you're a Catholic Christian, and I know that at every Mass, the priest says, peace be with you. And you say, and with your spirit. So, and then they'd ask you, what is that peace? What is the peace that the priest, who's speaking the very words of the Lord, says to you every Sunday? What's that mean in your life? That's what the disciples are faced with in our reading today. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, so before the crucifixion, the Lord is in the upper room with him, and he says, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give, but my peace. And then he goes on to tell them, if you live in my peace and speak my peace into the world will reject you. He shows up here to the 12. The last things he would have heard them say to them as a group was, peace be with you. The first thing he says when he shows back up, peace be with you. But then he tells us really what it's about. He breathes on them, tells them to receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. The only thing that has the power to rob a person of the peace that the Lord gives is sin. Sin is not really in the category of good and bad. Sin is in the category of near or further away from God. And it makes no difference whether we're aware that it's a sin or not. The actions and the attitudes, the way that our heart is formed, the further away it is from God, the less peace that we have. And it shows up in our lives. It shows up in terms of anger, frustration, weariness of life, no joy, struggling to even make sense of our life, no peace. Sin robs us of that living knowledge of the Lord that brings that peace, that is that peace. So he says, forgive sins. I'm breathing into the world the power to be reconciled. I'm breathing into the world in a concrete form my mercy so that my peace can be present. So if someone were to ask you on the street, what is that peace consist of? It's the knowledge and the living experience of being reconciled with God. Not that I'm a perfect person. Sometimes not even that I'm a good person. Not that I'm always mindful of God like I should be. Not that I do everything I should. But reconciled in the fact that I know the Lord loves, reconciles, forgives, and His mercy is always available to the heart that turns to Him. And that's where the peace is found. At the end of this gospel, it says Jesus did many other signs. They're not written in this book. But the ones that are written so that you might believe and have life in His name. So on this second Sunday of Easter, the question is, are you still celebrating Easter? And are you still living in the life that you have in His name? And if not, then expect the Lord today, tomorrow, but sometime soon to show up in your heart, in your mind, and speak to you those words, peace be with you. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. And if you doubt, look again upon the marks in my body that were made for love of you, and place yourself in contact with me and believe.